for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, July the 1st, 2017. Gene Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on Learning to Obey God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover myself and this building with the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask for giant warring angels to protect us and to come and assist me as I teach your word. Well, your word says in John the 3rd chapter, verse 30, He must increase, but I must decrease. So I step aside to give you free course to minister to your people. I ask the Holy Spirit to give us a teachable spirit and a learning spirit of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about being here. I hope you are excited. I know all of you have been getting your deliverance, and it's going to be plenty more that take place. But God laid on my heart maybe about 2 months ago this teaching. And this teaching really touches my heart because I desire to do what's right in God's eyesight. So the topic of my teaching today is learning to obey God. Learning to obey God. There have been many times where I have confessed to the Lord, if I just only have obeyed you, a lot of things in my life I could have avoided. So I believe today what the Lord is saying to you today, it is time to learn how to obey God. So I looked up the word obey, and it reads, to comply with the commands, orders of instructions of a superior, to do that which is commanded or required. So this is a commandment for us to obey God. And I want to take my time because I really want you to understand what this teaching means and how important it is for us to obey the Word of God. In 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verse 22, says, Samuel said, Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. So to obey is better than sacrifice. And then he moved down to verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. So God hates rebellion. And he wants us to learn how to walk in obedience. We know obedience does not always come naturally. And as a child has to learn obedience and the consequences, so does we. But a lot of times we feel that learning to obey God is not for us, it's for our children. But it's for us as well. We have to be willing to do whatever is necessary to bring our minds and our wills under the submission to Him, which is the Holy Spirit. One of the hardest things that I have learned is to surrender our will to another, for it makes us feel vulnerable and powerless. The flesh hates to submit. We must know that it's God's will that we obey Him today. And I believe that the Holy Spirit gave me 7 things that He wanted me to talk about. And number one is, be willing to wait upon God in prayer. How many of you, as soon as you get on your knees and you begin to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, all kind of distractions come. You're in a hurry to get up. You can't keep still enough to listen what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. I had a young lady tell me one time, she said, I've been praying and praying and praying. And I told her, I said, well, did you get your answer? She said, no, I never get my answer. So I responded to her, did you wait long enough to receive an answer? Because a lot of times we get up too quickly before the Lord begins to speak to us. Because I don't know about you, I used to be one of those quick ones, got to get up immediately. I want to say my prayer and get up. But I have learned that it's important for us to be still and wait on the Holy Spirit. And Psalms, the 62nd chapter, verse 1 and 2 reads, for God alone, my soul waits in silence for him, comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my defense and my fortress. I shall not be greatly removed. Verse 5, my soul waits only upon God and silently submit to him. For my hope and expectation are from him. And this is what he expects of us, to expect him to give you an answer and to wait in the midst of him. If we're going to wait on God, we have to learn to be obedient. Obeying God and God accepting and surrendering our will to his will. When we choose to daily wait before him in prayer, then his thoughts and his ways become our thoughts and our ways. We must be willing to give up our personal agenda, the agendas that we have already planned and mapped out. We must be willing to give them up to Jesus. The ones we have laid out for our own lives, and be willing to leave our comfort zone. How many of you don't want to leave your comfort zone? But we're going to have to leave our comfort zone in order to wait on the Lord. We have to create for ourselves and spend time waiting upon the Lord. I believe today it's many of you that's out here need to hear a word from the Lord. There are some things that you've been crying out to the Lord, but you haven't received your answer. So I say to you today, have you been waiting patiently upon the Lord? Have you cried out to him and waited, prostrate on the floor crying out, Lord, I need an answer from you. We need to learn to wait upon the Lord. This is what he desires for us to do because he wants to speak to you. He's always speaking. And Proverbs, the 21st chapter, verse 2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. In our eyes, everything seems to be fine, but in God's eyes, he weighs the heart. He said he looks at the heart of man. So when he looks in your heart today, what do he see? What do he see today when he looks deep into your heart? Because he says, I weigh the heart of man. This is a heart issue. When we seek God through prayer, that's when we find the will of God for our lives. There are times when it seems like God is delaying in answering our prayers and we get anxious. How many of you get anxious? You can't wait. You go before him. This generation lives in our microwave society. We want it quickly, now. And if he can't come quickly, then we go on our own. We want everything right now. But I tell you today, it's coming a time when you're going to have to learn how to wait before the Lord. The times that we're living in, we need to hear a word from the King. If you have a problem waiting on God, the worst thing that you want to do is ask someone else's opinion. That's the enemy. I can't can't wait on God, so let me call Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so and let him see what he has to say about it. Because God ain't coming quick enough for me. How many times we have done this? Many a time. This is grounds for a disaster. Totally a disaster. Ask yourself today, what's the consequences in your life that God cannot handle? There are not one consequence in your life that he cannot handle today. The Bible says in Psalms the 37th chapter, verse 7, be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him patiently. Lean yourself upon him. Who is him? Jesus Christ. Lean upon him, not man, but upon him. So I want to take my time and teach you today. But I want you to get it. Because learning to obey God is a process. That we have to learn how to obey God. The last thing you want to do is go before God and make hasty decisions. How many of you have made hasty decisions? And you wish you can take it back? If we only had waited, if we just waited that 1 second, we could have avoided the disaster. You want to be sure that what you do is what God wants you to do. And this happens by waiting on him in prayer. We must learn to trust God in everything. Going before God will always be a disaster. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 through 7 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trusting in him, waiting on him, and he will direct your path. There will always be people who will try to tell you what you should do and how you should do it. You need to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you for yourself. It is his voice you obey. Learn to obey God. It is his voice that you want to learn to obey. In 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 17 through 18, says, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praying without ceasing. Are you praying today? Do you have a prayer life? Or do you just get up in the morning and you just go? Do you have a prayer life? Are you seeking God for direction? Do you know the difference between God's voice and the devil? Do you have a relationship with him? Because that's what he longs for. That's what he desires. Number 2, learning to meditate daily in the Word. In Joshua, the 1st chapter, verse 7 through 8 reads, and that's Joshua, the 1st chapter, verse 7 through 8, only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do all according to that is written in it. Verse 7 through 8. But then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. So you mean to tell me, if I wait on the Lord, if I get into his word, and if I seek him, that I can live home, that I can live right, I can do what's right. The Bible that has been given to us is our instruction. And every chapter in that Bible teaches us how to live a productive life. And as many examples in the Bible teaches us how to learn how to obey God. You cannot live an obedient life with a closed Bible. If If your Bible is closed, don't expect to live an obedient life. Our thinking, our attitudes, and our actions are affected by how much or how little time we spend in the Word of God. How much time we spend in the Word of God. And you can pretty much tell those who spend time with God. Things don't usually affect them as it affects the ones who don't really read the Bible. It is impossible to walk in obedience without daily feeding upon His Word. Our physical body needs food. So does our spiritual man needs to be fed spiritually. If we go without feeding our spiritual man, we are easily deceived and open to every false doctrine that comes along. When we feed on the Word daily, we become mature and spiritual. We can discern truth from error. But if you are not reading the Word and studying the Word, how will you be able to discern truth from error? How can you hear the voice of God? How can you recognize the voice of God? And Matthew is the 4th chapter, verse 4. And it says, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. We cannot live by bread alone. We need the Word of God. In Psalms 119, verse 103. In Psalms 119, verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The Word of God is like sweet honey. It tastes good. It feeds our spiritual man. It fills up. As we meditate on God's Word and it begins to get down into our hearts, and we begin to mature spiritually, we can now be fed the meat of the Word and get off of the milk. A lot of us today are still on milk, and we need to get off of it, as Apostle Paul tells us. The more we read, the more we meditate on the Word and become intimate with God, with the Holy Spirit, the easier it will be to hear and to know the voice of the Lord. So the more you study, the more you learn, the more you begin to have an intimate relationship with Him, the more that you will recognize His voice. In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, verse 23 says, but this thing I did command them, listen to and obey my voice. I will be your God, and you will be my people, and will walk in the whole way that I command you, that it may be well with you. If you listen and obey my word and my voice, that will be your God. If you only listen and obey. We talked about last night with Carla, generational curses. Yes, we have generational curses. But I'm a firm believer a lot of things sometimes we bring upon ourselves when we don't walk in obedience. And when we learn to obey God, we can learn to walk in obedience. And a lot of these things that we have that have come upon our life can be avoided. We already fighting curses from generation to generation, so why do we want to bring anything else on ourselves? So if we get it right today and learn to obey God, a lot of these things that have come upon us can be avoided. But just learn how. We always talk about our children. I want you to obey God. I want you to do what's right. But okay, what's the point of saying that? It's time for you to learn to obey God and do what's right. Number 3, be willing to walk when the way is not clear. Be willing to walk when the way is not clear. When it seems cloudy, you don't have a pure view. Be willing to wait when the way is not clear. Obedience to God will compel us to go where He tells us to go, even when we cannot see the way clearly or even understand how it can be done.
I have a question. Are you saying wait until the way is clear or walk?
Be willing to walk when the way is not clear. You're welcome. Obedience to God will compel us to go where He tells us to go, even when we cannot see the way clearly or even understand how it can be done. I don't know about some of you, but there has been many times that I needed to hear the voice of God. I remember moving from Florida to the Atlanta area, giving up a job that I didn't want to give up, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me it was time to give it up. Did I fight? Did I just pout? Yes, I did, because I wanted to make sure I was hearing from God. So this is why, you know, I stress it's important to hear the voice of God. Spend time with God. Learn His voice. Study His word. Because God is speaking all the time. And it's many of you that's out here that's in a battle of decision. Don't know which way to go. Don't know what move to go. Should I leave this church? Should I go to this church? Should I do this? Should I do that? You have decisions that you need to hear from God. And the only way that you're going to hear a good decision is by spending time with Jesus. He is the answer. He is the way. And Hebrews 11 chapter verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. So he didn't know. He was confused. He didn't know should he obey. But he obeyed God. And he went out anyway, not knowing whether he went. Not knowing whether he was going. Abraham was no different than you and I. He was a man, a businessman, a husband, a father, just like you are. He had fears, just like we have sometimes. Doubts, questions. And he had to deal with these doubts and fears and make the choice whether to obey God or not. He had to make a decision. At times we feel that what God is telling us to do just doesn't make any sense. We can't process it. Is this really you, God? Are you telling me to do this? It doesn't make sense. We just don't understand. God will never ask us to go anywhere that is not important to Him in His kingdom. Never. He may tell you to leave your job, move to another part of the country. This tests our faith to the limit. This tests us. Is this God? Well, God, if this is you, I need you to show me some kind of sign. And God said, I have given you revelation after revelation, manifestation after manifestation. What else do you need? But we must remember, God does not make mistakes. He is a lamp to your feet. And wisdom says it's all right to obey God. Because He is wisdom. He is the God. And Psalms the 37th chapter, verse 32. Psalms the 37th chapter, verse 23 to 24, reads, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So your steps, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So if you are praying and seeking God, then He's ordering your steps. He's leading you. He's guiding you. So you should not fear. You should not faint because He got you. If you say that you believe God and that He is the answer to your prayers, He is the King, He is your King, He lives on the inside of you, then I must trust that God will guide me through whatever is necessary. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So your steps are ordered by God. Number four, to obey man means suffering. To obey may mean suffering and persecution. Number four, to obey may mean suffering and persecution. A lot of us don't want persecution. A lot of us don't want to suffer. A lot of us just wanted to just fall down to our knees. We don't want to go through. And 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So as you live for Jesus Christ, you're going to suffer persecution. But he has given us a way of an escape, and that escape is through him, through his word. Paul was willing to go and face persecution, imprisonment, and death. He was not a superman. He was in flesh just like us. He was a flesh, blood as we are. He was so in love with his Lord that he even, the prospect of death brought him joy, because death, after death, he knew he was going to be with the Lord. Death didn't faze him, because he knows he died to live in the Lord. Paul was able to say to his brothers in Christ that he was going to finish his race with joy. So no matter what came his way, he's going to trust God. No matter. I believe Paul said, bring it on. Because I trust God. God is going to bring me through this. Bring death. Put me in prison. Do whatever you want to do. I trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But can you say that today? That you trust God? For every situation and circumstances in your life today, can you trust him? In Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 24. That's Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 24. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. None of this stuff moved Paul. I'm going to finish this race with joy and anticipation, because I trust you, Lord. Can you say that today? I'm going to finish this race through death, through imprisonment, because I trust God, because God got me. So no matter what comes my way, I must trust him, because things are going to come our way. But can we trust him? Is he really our Lord and Savior? Or is it a mouth thing? The Bible says, many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So are we, is this a lip, just a lip offering, or is it a heart thing? Because it's going to come a time where we will be tried. Are you going to sing, or are you going to faint? Are you going to trust that God got your back? My husband and I, we had many obstacles coming here for the last month. But me and my husband remind each other, I'm going to be on fire for Jesus, and I'm going to continue to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because God got that. It's nothing that I can do with it. Now, one thing I have learned, you do his work, he got you. You forget about it. He got you. If we are going to follow Jesus and learn to be obedient, we must know that we not only will suffer persecution, but may also suffer death. We have to be determined to finish this race for Jesus. We have to be determined to finish this race. We must talk, we must walk in obedience. But if we are disobedient, we lose in the end. So walking in obedience is what God wants. This is what he expects from us. In 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 8. In 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at this day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his I'm here. So the crown is not just for you. It's for all. But if you don't fight now, but if you just trust Him and believe His word. This word is true. It's everlasting. I believe when that time comes, it will be worth it all that I waited on God. That I walked in obedience. I learned to obey Him. Because I know at the end, it's going to pay off. My mother used to tell me, if nobody else don't want to do right, you do right. It pays off. It pays off. What have we sown? We will reap a harvest. And our names will be recorded in the Lamb of God. And God Himself will welcome us home and reward us for our faithful endeavors. It's a reward that comes with it. All He asks is to obey. This is a personal walk. It's not about mother, father, sister, brother. It's between you and Jesus. And you must learn and yearn after doing what's right. Learn to obey. Read the word daily. Learn to do what's right. Repent immediately. Trust God. He will deliver. Because He is the deliverer. It's nothing that we do. It's His work. And Psalms 126 chapter verse 6 says, he that goes forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his shades with me. We will win in thee. We will rejoice. Number 5, leave the consequences to God. Number 5, leave the consequences to God. In Hebrews 11, chapter verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded, which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, by faith, things that he could not see, not yet moved with fear, but prepared the ark for the saving of the house. How many things that we cannot see? But fear come in because we can't see. Because we're afraid of the unknown. The things that we cannot see, we're afraid of. We don't know how to deal with it. We don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what's behind us. So what do we do? You wait patiently upon the Lord. And trust Him as He led Noah. He would do the same for you. But you have to trust Him. In Hebrews 11, chapter verse 30 reads, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. They went around the wall, they walked around the wall. The 6 days, that wall would come down. But on the 7th, it fell down. So if there are some things in your life that's been going on day after day, month after month, year after year, and you see nothing happening, soon as you make a decision to leave it, the blessing comes. It's important to wait. Wait upon the Lord. And I'm sensing in my spirit as I'm speaking to you, that's many of you here waiting for an answer from the Lord. And you need to hear from God. But I say to you today, wait patiently on Him. He has not forgotten you. You still precious to Him. He loves you. You are His. He cares about you. He wants to see you set free. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to have all the blessings that He has for you. But He requires us to obey Him. And that's what's important. Acts the 5th chapter, verse 29 reads, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, how many of us have obeyed man instead of God? He wants us to obey him rather than man. And a lot of times we have our trust in man. Man has been the answer, not God. Man has. And I think what God is doing with this teaching today is to bring some enlightenment. Things that we have taken for granted. Studying the Word. Learning about God. Learning His ways. Hearing His voice. That we have taken for granted. That we have put aside. Did our own things. Written our own agenda. And we don't need Him. But when things happen, are come upon us, then we cry out for Him. And He comes. But He comes in His time. And I truly believe even your deliverance is through obeying the Word of God. When we obey, we get delivered. When we disobey, no deliverance. And we bring these things upon ourselves. Yes, this is a deliverance cape. But we got to get it right. You don't want to spend the whole weekend here getting delivered day by day by day. And you go right back to the same old way. It's a waste of your time. The Bible says deliverance is the children's bread. This is for you. It's yours. You can receive it today. You don't have to stay in the same shape that you're in. You don't have to leave the same. You will not leave the same. Trust God that you made a sacrifice to give you. Many of you have made sacrifice to come. God sees that sacrifice. And He honors that. He loves sacrifice. So when you sacrifice to come here today, He sees it. He has marked it down. And He won't forget it. Are we willing to obey and do as God wants us to do today? No matter what others say or do, no matter how they perceive you, are you willing to wait upon God? Or are you a follower? My friend's doing it, so I'm going to do it. Are you going to trust what God says? The consequences are ours, not ours. So whatever you're going through, you give it to Jesus. It's His. That's what He's asked for over 2,000 years ago. When we obey God, we are not to worry about nothing. So I guess you would say, well, how could I not worry about nothing when I'm going through something so tragic? Because He got it. We all have been through some things and we're going through some things now. But God wants us to trust Him. Trust Him. And when you begin to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and you obey Him, you're going to see a difference in your life. Even in your deliverance, you're going to see a difference. You're going to see a change. Because when you spend time, the Holy Spirit comes. He is on the inside. He desires for you to love on Him. That's what He wants. He wants you to love on Him. Show Him the love. He's ready to go to work for you. He's ready to do battle for you. This is what He does. This is who He is. He has not changed. He's the same God yesterday and today. He has not changed. Number 6. We must be willing to submit to earthly authority. Now that's a biggie. We must be willing to submit to earthly authority. In Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 1 through 2 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Excuse me. The powers that be ordained of God, whosoever thereof resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, I'm not saying that to submit to authority when somebody is totally out of the will of God. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying godly submission. Godly authority. Not those who are not living the life that they should be living. Submitting to authority begins early in life. The process is meant to continue as we mature and hopefully grow wiser. This flesh doesn't like to submit, for it makes us feel vulnerable and unable to control our lives. We feel that if we submit to someone, we're giving up our control. And the flesh doesn't like that, because the flesh always wants to be in control. In Ephesians 6, chapter verse 5 says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ." Meaning, having respect for them and having an eager to praise them and to be under their submission. I know a lot of people have problems with obeying others. And if you have a problem obeying God, you surely have a problem obeying man. So if you have a problem obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, then how are you going to obey me? It starts here. God has given us spiritual leaders who is responsible for our welfare and our souls, and has put them in places of leadership in His church. He has put them over. They're responsible for us. So we submit to that authority. We have to obey the laws of the land, those of who are in leadership. We also have to obey. And Hebrews 13, chapter verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account." So, if you are up under a leader, he is responsible for your soul, and he watches over you. He's responsible for you. So you submit to that authority. You submit to his way. Again, obedience is a learning process. This is something that we learn to do. And the sooner we learn, the better we are. Obeying God pleases Him. It makes easier to obey earthly authority when we please the Lord Jesus Christ. God only Son learned obedience. And so, do not. We have to learn obedience. He had to endure suffer while he was on this earth in order to fulfill his purpose for the time. He had to learn obedience. We have to learn obedience. This is not something that just happened. This is what's required of us. Hebrews 5th chapter verse 8 says, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered." He learned obedience through his suffering. Number 7 is the last one. We must be willing to accept divine chastisement. We must be willing to accept divine chastisement. Excuse me. Chastisement is another word for discipline, correction, or punishment. We do not get punished for obedience. Let me read that again. We do not get punished for obedience. It comes from disobedience. And disobedience brings unwanted circumstances. He loves us and he chastises us when we do wrong. We must be willing to accept when we do wrong. Be willing to accept that you did wrong. He loves us because he wants nothing but the best for all his children. He wants the best for you. In Revelation 3rd chapter verse 19 says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten and punish." So he loves you. He chastises you because he loves you. When we chastise our children, we feel loved in them. It's the same with us. So if you love the Lord, you will obey Him. It's just as simple as that. And I know all of you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you desire to obey and do what's right. John 14, chapter verse 24 says, anyone who does not really love me does not observe or obey my teaching. So you need to tell me, if I don't obey His teaching, that means I don't love Him. So that's how He sees us. So all of us, I'm pretty sure, did feel that. He said, if we do not keep His word, or we do not love Him, it is our giving, our worship, our sacrifices, a sign that we love God. We show this by obeying Him. The last scripture, 1 Samuel 15, chapter verse 22. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. It's better than sacrifice. So I ask you a question today. Do you love Jesus today? Do you love Him? Can you really say, I love you, Jesus? Then I will ask you another question. Will you obey Him? Will you obey His words? Will you put Him first in your life? Because that's what He wants. That's what He desires. So if you stand with me, we want to ask God to forgive us. And I want you to just take a moment and just ask the Holy Spirit to forgive you for those who have made hurt you, disappoint you, abandoned you, mistreated you, and even for not obeying God. Let's take a moment and ask God to forgive you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you forgive those that you haven't had time to forgive. And when you finish, you can be forgiven. Those that may have hurt you, abandoned you, mistreated you, rejected you, even disappointed you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive. And when you finish, you can be seated. Take as much time as you need, because this is all about you and Jesus. There's no rush. We bless you. Where are you sitting? Repeat after me. Father, I ask that you wash my spirit, soul and body, with the blood of the Lamb. I curse every corrupted seed that has been planted in me, and I command it to wither and die. I command every foul, unclean spirit that may have attached itself to me to loose me, to leave this property, to seek dry ground and never return. In Jesus Christ's name. Okay, we're about to go into deliverance. I want you to take one deep breath and breathe in and out for me. Breathe in and out. I come against every spirit of lust, perversion, immorality, and uncleanness in the name of Jesus. I command those spirits to come out of your people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, give me one big cough all over this place. Come on, one big cough. Come on, the spirit of lust, perversion, immorality, uncleanness, impurity, and sexual sin. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I command you to go now and leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of lust, spirit of perversion, spirit of immorality, spirit of uncleanness, impurity, and sexual sin. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of the tongue, the craving of the tongue. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, cough it out. One more big cough for me. Come on out now. We die in the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. And we command those spirits to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Witchcraft, I command the spirit of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, occult. Come out now, God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Ungodly soul ties, I command you to go. Soul ties, come on out of God's people now in Jesus' name. We break your power, and we command you to go and leave God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Ungodly soul ties, come out now in Jesus' name. Ungodly relationships, in the name of Jesus. We command you to go now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out of there. Come on out. Fear. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we cast you out, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of haughtiness. Haughtiness, come out of God's people. Arrogance, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Vanity, ego, disobedience, come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. Disobedience to God, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, call it out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. Heart problems, come out now. Heart conditions, come out now. Out of the heart, in the name of Jesus. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against drugs, alcohol, illegal drugs, substance. I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Alcohol, drugs, uppers, downs, in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Cough it out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on, we've been running call. Let's cough it out. Come on, we break your powers. We command you to go and loose our people now in Jesus Christ's name. I know this may be unusual to some of you, but I want you to concentrate on yourself and Jesus and forget about the person next to you and get your deliverance today. We command those spirits to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Lust. Perversion. Come on, spirit of lust. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against masturbation. I come against, come on, incubus, succubus spirit. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. Spirit of jealousy. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out and I command you to go. Envy, strife. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Spirit of fear, unbelief. Now, I command you to go. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, one big cough again. Come on, let's cough it out. Come on, cough it on out. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, disappointment. They hurt me. They disappoint me. I come against that spirit. I cast you out and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against abandonment. They abandoned me. They left me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. The spirit of abandonment. Spirit of rejection. They rejected me. They don't love me. They don't care about me. I come against that spirit. I cast you out and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against no love. They don't love me. Nobody loves me. I come against that spirit. I cast it out and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. They picked on me. They pick on the spirit. They always pick on me. No one likes me. No one loves me. No one wants to spend time with me. I come against that spirit. I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there. Cough it out now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of selfishness. I break your power, the self-will spirit. I come against you, the self-pity. Poor me, they hurt me. Poor me, I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Self-rejection. All over this place, come out of God's people. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Self-hatred. I don't like myself. I don't like the way I look. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Self-hatred spirit. Hate yourself. I don't like the way Jesus made me. I don't like the way I look. I'm fat. I'm big. I'm too skinny. I command that spirit to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go and loose God's people now all over this place in the name of Jesus. I come against abandonment. Abandonment spirit. Feeling all alone. Alone, they hurt me. My mother left me when I was a child. I never knew my daddy. I feel abandoned. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out all over this place and loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I come against witchcraft where you've been dominated. You've been manipulated. You've been controlled. They control me. They manipulated me. They dominated me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of God's people. Come on up and out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your powers in Jesus' name and I command you to go and loose God's people in the name of Jesus. I come against heart, my hurting heart. They hurt me. They hurt me. Broken heart syndrome. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of God's people. I command you to go and loose them in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against envy, strife, jealousy. I break the powers and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, cough it out one more time. One more big time. Come on, cough it out. Up and out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of the lungs, out of the esophagus. Come on, out of there. Come on, we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have anything, Colonel, that you want to add? And I command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus' name. You have anything, Jerry? Anything? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Are we going to go ahead on and finish and close? Just stand with me, please. And repeat after me. I now take back all ground I have given over to Satan by my sin and the sins of my ancestors and claim back and claim by faith that they are all forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I claim that ground back by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I dedicate it to the Lord. I yield by faith every area of my life over to the Lordship of Christ Jesus and full control of the Holy Spirit. I dedicate my spirit, soul, body to Jesus Christ and claim by faith that I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I give Jesus Christ a praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.